Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with John, who has a daughter-in-law who seems to be somewhat dismissive of him, and she's been his daughter-in-law for about 7 years, and she's a lawyer. I said, John, tell me some things that objectively you think are positive about her.
I've really been thinking about it. I really can't come up with anything that I, one thing I'd like to say is my wife and I live in Texas, and my son and daughter-in-law live in New Jersey. They had met in New York, and we really didn't meet her until just before they got married. But,
how old is your son?
Say again?
How old is your son?
My son is 38.
And how old is she?
She's about 46. She's about 8 or 9 years older than him.
Okay. Did she have kids before the two of them were married?
No, she was never married before.
Okay. Well, my dear, first of all, I'm not sure why it's relevant, because you probably wouldn't have had much of an input either. I hear that you didn't. It was a fait accompli, but they were both grown-ups.
And it's none of my business, It's
Did you ever say to your son, "Gee, don't, she's too old for you," or anything of that sort?
No. Okay. That was none of my business. That was his choice.
Okay, fair enough. But look. The fact that when I give you 5 or 6 minutes to come up with something you like about her, I mean, look, she's a lawyer. She's probably bright. She's probably articulate. She may dress very well. John, I don't even know this woman, and I can probably come up with a fair number of just a fairly accurate attributes. The fact that you couldn't begins to underlie the relationship. And you can say, well, I've never said that, but you're not an actor, and most of us are not. And she's going to have the sense that you tolerate her because she loves your son and she's a good mother. She probably tolerates you for exactly the same reason, that you love the kids and you love your son. That's not a warm, fuzzy relationship. If you want to have a better relationship with her, you're going to have to figure out something about her that you genuinely like, because that will be conveyed.
Well,
I know when people like us and when they don't.
She has published some articles in the in some legal journal, and I asked her, could I look at them and read them? And when I would question her about some of the things that were written there, she would give me like just offhanded answers that didn't really answer what I wanted to know.
Give me an example of one of the questions. Did you notice how carefully you sidestepped exactly what I just said to you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I'd at least like to have that on record, that part of the reason that she doesn't tolerate you very well is you don't tolerate her very well.
Yeah, and and this is the thing. Even from the time we first met, she seemed standoffish from me.
Well, but so what? I mean, there are people who have different personalities. You don't know what your son told her about you. I mean, so what? But as look, you're the one who's calling me, and you're saying, I assume I'd like to have a better relationship with her. Well, the way to have a better relationship with her is all of us move toward pleasure and we move away from pain. If you have the sense that I'd like to have a better relationship with her because then I'll get more access to my son and more access to my grandchildren, why? What's in that for her? Absolutely nothing. And in fact, not only is there nothing in it for her, but there's a huge value, at least on a subconscious level, to do exactly the opposite, to flex her muscles of saying, okay, he doesn't like me, I'll show him. So you set yourself on a path that makes no sense. It's futile, and it's dangerous, and it's negative. So number one, I want to underline and reiterate the fact that thinking about finding some things to like about her. And, John, I would argue that there's something positive about everybody. And as I said, I could come up with three or four things just on the basis of what she does for a living. And nobody says lawyers are warm, fuzzy people, so let's not go there. But finding out some things. Now, what were some of the questions you asked her about the article that you... What was the article about?
Well, it was... I forget exactly what it was about now, but it was a lot of legalese in it and having to do with some kind of case.
Okay, and what were the questions that you asked her?
Well, there were different things in there that like abbreviations and stuff that I didn't know. And I guess
baby cakes. Let me give you an example of this. When I told the story, when I was a 16-year-old freshman at Rice, I went into the president's office because I decided I'd been on the newspaper in high school, I should be on the newspaper in college. So, not realizing I was going to flunk out with that approach, but nevertheless. So I went into the president's office, and I was just so full of myself. I'm 16, and I'm a girl reporter, and I'm in Texas. I was at Rice. And so I said, what does the S in Kenneth S. Pitzer stand for? And this was well before the internet, John. He looked me in the eye, and he said, young lady, I'm a busy man. You should have found that out before you walked into my office. If you're going to read your daughter-in-law's legal opinions and you want to have a conversation with her, you can't ask her what abbreviations mean. You go online and you Google and you find out what the abbreviations mean. And it may be that having a discussion, unless you're a lawyer, that having a discussion with her about legal stuff is kind of a waste of her time because you're not, I mean, you're asking what the abbreviations mean.
Yeah.
Find some things to talk about that both of you are interested in, and you don't have to be smart. It's perfectly okay to ask her questions, but I got to tell you, I mean, what does the S in Kenneth S. Pitzer stand for? He threw me out of his office, and she's doing the same thing. She's saying, John, you're not a lawyer. If you want to read my stuff, that's fine, but why should I have to explain abbreviations to you? Either, I don't expect you to know them, but if you really want to have a discussion about this, do your research. Find out. That's not a use of my time, and she's right. What do you do for a living?
You know, other than that, there's like, even if we were down at Cape May during the summer for vacation with the kids and everything, and no matter what we would talk about, if I would say to her something about the beaches or, you know, you've been here before, you like this, it just suddenly she'd shut me down and just wouldn't, like,
Right.
The last time we were there, and then when I started to ask her about, well, did you do this or do that, she just turns away and ignores me.
All right, look, she has a sense that you don't like her. She has the sense that you're critical of her. So what I would suggest is, first of all, you have to begin thinking of her in a more positive way, all right? Because she has a sense that if she disappeared tomorrow, you would probably be happier because you'd have better access to your son and your grandkids. That's not useful. Therefore, you didn't answer me what your job was.
Oh, my job? Oh, I'm retired.
I know, but what were you doing before?
Well, just before I retired, I was driving a school bus.
Okay, what were you doing before that?
Before that, I was I owned a Pepperidge Farm route.
Okay, listen, she's not interested in having intellectual discussions with you because she doesn't think that you are on her level, and she may be right. So find some things to talk about that you think she might be interested in. But first of all, you're going to have to make the assumption that, or have her understand that you actually like her. So, I mean, take her to a baseball game if she likes baseball. Take her to a tour of the haunted houses in Cape May if she likes that. You're going to have to, and it's perfectly okay to play your cards open, John. It's perfectly okay to say to her, my dear, John, listen for just a minute.
Okay.
It's perfectly okay to say, I would like us to have a better relationship and to find some level of communality where, because I think you're really smart, I think you're a great mom, I'm delighted you're in the family, and I would just like to have us have a little easier relationship if you can figure out something that we might be able to profitably talk about in common.
Okay, so I should say that to her and discuss that with her?
Yeah. Don't talk to your son about it. Don't get your wife involved with it. You take her out for a cup of coffee or take her out to, you know, say, look, I'll bribe you with a manicure, pedicure if you'll tell me a better way to relate to you.
Well, just to say that, like, she likes to run marathons. She runs Boston Marathon, New York Marathon.
And can you run? Are you a runner?
I used to be until I hurt my back.
Well, if you can't run, that's probably not a place to start. All right, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back for your other question. Mark, I'll get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, folks, I think I just made an executive decision. Mark, stay on for me. I will give you the last half hour of the program. John, hang on, and you and I will, you can have any of the rest of the time we need as well. All right, so we're talking about your daughter-in-law, and I'm saying the two of you need to find some common ground. It will be easier for her to find the common ground if you can go to her and say, I think you're a great mom, I think you're a great wife. I would love for us to find something that the two of us can talk about that is comfortable for you and comfortable for me, and I'm willing to bribe you with a manicure, pedicure, if we can figure it out. We could talk about running, although I don't know that people like to talk about running. They either do it or not do it. But maybe shopping for running shoes or movies or... I don't know what her interests are, but you need to find something and that resonates with both of you, that neither of you feel that you have to explain to the other people. That is, what are some of your interests, John? What do you like to do?
Oh, man. I like to garden. I like working around the house.
Well, is she a gardener at all?
No, not really. No, my son is more into the gardening.
All right, well, that's not going to work.
You got me soul searching, and I'm starting to realize that, like you say, I can't act. I'm not an actor, and I think that maybe I am showing something that I don't realize and that I don't think she's the problem. It's me.
And well, John, I mean, that's a magnificent insight, and you maybe even go to her and say that, of, look, you know, I've kind of viewed you as sort of standoffish, you know, and maybe it was me. Maybe I just haven't worked hard enough in that relationship, and I'd really like to.
Yeah.
I mean, John, that's a wonderful kind of insight.
Yeah, well, it just, you got me thinking about it, and all of a sudden, you know, I never looked at the in that perspective, you know. It's like you look at an object, you turn it.
Yeah,
You see it's the same thing. Now you've made me turn it and see something different.
Well, that's terrific. You said you had two questions.
This one's a little bit crazier. My sister died about 8 years ago, and my brother-in-law and my nieces and nephews, they cut us off. We would send Christmas cards, no response. You'd call them, it'd be like you were talking to a rock. You'd have to pull everything out of them. You know, well, how are you doing? Okay. You know, man, I really miss my sister. You know, yeah. And it was just like, and then...
Okay, let's go back a little bit. What did your sister die of?
Cancer.
So she was sick for a while?
For a little while, but she was about 76 when she died.
How long was she sick?
Did I know of? I think it was about 2 or 3 years.
Were you responsive? Did you visit a lot during that 2 or 3 years?
Well, whenever I went to New York, I visited with her, but I didn't find out until she had gotten really sick and she was, you know, ready to die, that they called me and said, you know, it doesn't look like she's going to die. I said, what do you mean? You know, like... I didn't know she had anything like this bad. You know, she would sometimes complain about not feeling well or something like that. But she kind of kept it from me. And I think there's something I want to put in front of this is the fact that my father had died about 20 years ago, and I was the executor to the will. And my father had specifically written all my brothers and sisters out of the will and left everything to me. And I decided that... Well, I said, that's not right. I don't think that's, you know, my dad probably made that will when he was upset with them, and he was so mad he went out and did that. And I said, I don't, because he was still friendly with them. He was still in touch with them. So I decided I would split it with my three sisters, and my brother had passed away. And it ended up that I split it three ways. You know, I gave each of them $98,000.
That's pretty nice.
After I sent them that, my one sister never contacted me again. She used to call me 2 or 3 times a week, wanting to know what was going on. And
why did she? How much money was there left altogether?
It ended up there was about 300, just under 300,000, And in actuality, there was a house that I had to take a mortgage on to give them their share of the money.
But you got the house.
I got the house.
How much was the house worth?
I wanted us to all own the house. And they, like, when we were up there one time, my sisters walked in. My one sister said, I never want to walk into this house again. And I said, what's wrong? She goes, I just have too many bad feelings about it. I want nothing to do with this place.
Okay, but how, you didn't answer the question. How much was the house worth?
At the time, it was worth $135,000.
So your father left $300,000 in cash. How much did he leave in cash? What was his whole...
It was he had been married, and she was my stepmother, and she got a third of everything that he had.
Okay, so the two-thirds that went to you was worth what? What was two-thirds of the estate?
Some of it was some stocks.
But give me what the total was.
Oh, the total that came out to was probably around $295,000.
So you gave away all of yours? If you gave each of your sisters $100,000.
It was almost $300,000. And I had paid for...
No. But John, you said that the total value to you at that moment was $300,000, of which you gave essentially all of it away. You have three sisters. You gave each of them $100,000, which means you got nothing? You took nothing?
Well, what I got was a debt on the house to be able to give them the money to...
No, I got it. But I think that's... Well, why did you decide? I mean, I could see dividing the remaining money into four parts, but I don't... Why would you write yourself out of the will?
No. I divided what was left equally three ways, and what I would have ended up with would have been $98,000 as well. A little bit...
So there was $400,000. Okay, John... Certainly, I mean, it sounds like, did your sisters know the provisions of the will to know that you split your part in four ways?
Yes, because I had, when I went to see the lawyer in New York, as we were probating the will, I brought them with me. And about the only thing they were interested in was suing their stepmother.
Different issue. Don't throw that in. It makes it's a difference here.
Yes.
Have you ever said so? You're telling me your sister died how long ago? 3 years ago?
No, about 7 years ago.
Okay, 7 years ago. So has your brother-in-law remarried?
No, I don't know. I have no contact with him. And the thing
did you go to the funeral?
What's that?
Did you go to the funeral?
Yes, I did.
I don't know. I get in touch with whomever. Okay. I mean, there are a couple of kids and him. But so
yes,
somebody.
There's a family reunion coming up at the end of the month, and they're going to be there. And
great.
I'm just wondering.
All right. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go up to whomever you think, or maybe everybody, maybe separately, and say, "Look, you guys are really an important part of my life. I want to have a relationship with you. If I did something that offended you, I want to know about it because I want to make it okay." All right? And that's what you're going to say. You're also going to figure out a way to say essentially the same thing to your daughter-in-law. So you can use the same script for both. If I've done something to offend you, I want to make it right because I want to have a relationship. Mark, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of four per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mark, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Well, I have problems, I think, with it's anxiety. At first I thought that it was that maybe I was drinking too much, and so I quit drinking. And I'll just get myself in certain situations, or certain people will show up, and my hands will shake. I just get the shakes.
Okay.
And I thought for sure I was drinking too much, so I stopped drinking and. That's not it. It didn't solve the problem.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get a little more information from you. How old are you, Mark?
I'm 45.
Okay. And how long ago did you stop drinking?
It's been 6-7 months.
Okay, have you had any drinks during that time?
Maybe 3 or 4 beers.
Total?
Yeah. No, I didn't put it all together because it scared me.
Good. I mean, not good that you were scared, but good that something got through to you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long had you been drinking?
Well, I drank, ever since I was in high school, more or less.
Okay.
But
and how much did you drink?
I was never really excessive. It was just sort of a get-together thing, and we'll have some beers. And that sort of thing, and then for a while there, you know, I'd come home and I'd have 3 or 4 beers. And
would you view yourself as having a problem with alcohol or not?
No, I really didn't. You know, it's just that I found myself in certain situations, and I would get uncomfortable, and then all of a sudden, I'd feel my hands start shaking.
Okay, well, let me stop you for just a minute. All right. Have you ever been? Are you single or married?
I'm married.
Okay, you got kids?
Yes, 2.
How old are your kids?
Well, one's 26 and one's 19.
And you said you were 45, so you got married like at 18 or 19?
Yeah, I was 19.
Yeah. Same wife as we started with?
Yes.
You don't sound real enthusiastic. Is the marriage okay?
It's off and on.
Ooh.
It's off and on. I mean, when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. But I can't say that I would contribute that into the equation because it never happens when I'm with her. It only happens at certain situations.
Okay, what are the situations in which it happens?
Situations that I don't feel comfortable doing.
Give me an example.
Well, you're crawling down in some confined spaces that you don't think is safe. And
well, that's a pretty good time to feel anxious.
Not necessarily safe, but also probably illegal what you're doing.
What would you be doing at that juncture?
Well, I work at a sewage treatment plant.
Okay.
And when you drain one of those tanks out, someone has to go down in there, and it is probably one of the worst environments you could ever imagine ever being into.
Okay.
And it just scares the hell out of me.
So why would it be illegal?
Because of the way they're having you do it. There's no fall protection. There's no way out. I mean...
Cripe! Don't you have a union or something?
No.
I would say crap, except it just seems so redundant in this particular case.
I actually refused to do it, and then I almost got fired because of it. And so...
How long have you been in this job?
About 20 years.
And they still have... So you're still the newbie that makes you go down in the sewers? When's the last time you had to do that?
Last summer.
And you said I'm not going to do this anymore?
Last summer I said I'm not doing it.
And what did they say?
They just kind of said, okay, that's fine. And then about 2 months later, I got written up for insubordination. And they told me I was going to lose my job if I could do it. So
have you had to do it since then?
Yes, I did. I went to the doctor, and I have a CDL, so I have to be really careful about any drugs that I take. And my doctor prescribed me the anti-anxiety drug.
Xanax, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she said, not that you need to get looped to go down there, but get looped to go down there. So that's what I did, and I got down there, and I was fine. But
okay.
It's going to happen again this year.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds to me we've got at least three things going on here. Okay, and we're probably going to have to separate them out to be able to get any. Well, do you know what's your question to me? Do you know? Because do you have a specific question, or you just want me to kind of wander through this with you?
Well, my question is, how do I get rid of that anxiety?
Well, I think probably get a new. All right, let me ask you a question. If we could somehow magically get you another job today, do you think the anxiety would still be there?
I really don't think so. It's just when certain people show up, you know, because it wasn't just that I had to do it. It was that I refused to do it. And the fact that I refused to do it, then they had to show up and stand there and watch me do it and take pictures.
Okay, so is this the only time, either with being down in the sewer or having the guys that you opposed around, are those the only situations in which you feel anxious, or are there other situations as well?
No, there's other situations.
What are some of the other situations?
I work in a lab, and other people will come in, and when you're measuring stuff out that has to be very precise, they'll come in, and I'll get nervous just because someone's watching me.
Have you always felt that way? Has this been true of your whole life?
No.
When did it start?
I don't know. It kind of eased on. I mean, it started a little bit, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
And what happened? All right. Look, let's look at a couple things. First of all, drinking is not going to help you at all, because what it will do, it's a short-term solution to a long-term problem. It will decrease your anxiety temporarily, but it can also get a rebound effect on you, in that the alcohol gives you tunnel vision. So what it may do is get rid of some of the kind of buzz that's going around your head that's making you anxious temporarily, but it may actually increase it the more you drink, believe it or not, until you get completely blotto. And then the hangover is going to be terrible, and the contemplation of it is going to be even worse. So drinking is doesn't sound to me a solution at all. My guess is... Pardon?
The thing with drinking is it will be 2 or 3 beers, and by 7 o'clock at night, I'm done with my 2 or 3 beers, and I don't go to work till 7:30, 8 o'clock. And I mean, start doing these tests till 9 or 10. You're talking 10 hours. That's 3 beers. I knew last night, but I quit. I just thought.
Okay, wait. So you're drinking before you go into work?
No. At night. I get off work at 4:30, and
right.
I'll have
a couple of beers. And then you don't go to work till the next morning.
Yeah, next morning.
No. Okay, good. But I'm saying that my guess is that. Do you have friends? Are you comfortable in social situations?
Yes, I am. I'm comfortable with the people that I'm normally around. It's the people that show up that I'm not normally around that make me nervous.
And this is a new problem. You haven't had this. You didn't have this as an adolescent. It wasn't part of your growing up.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Let's look at a couple things. First of all, I don't know how much you were drinking, and it's a little hard to tell from your description, because it's not so much how much, is how frequently and what the response was to it. I mean, I'm the world's cheapest drunk, half a glass of champagne, and I'm done. So if you say to me, Joy, do you have a problem with alcohol? And I said, well, you know, no, I don't drink very much. A half a glass of alcohol to me is probably 3 or 4 highballs to somebody else. So does that mean I have a drinking problem? It just means that I metabolize alcohol differently than somebody else. So four highballs, I'd be in the emergency room. So asking you how much you're drinking is not very profitable. Does your wife think you have a drinking problem?
No, I don't think so. She never really says anything.
Have you ever asked her?
No, and she doesn't drink at all. I mean...
Okay. All right. Let me put you on hold. You come back and see if you can associate the first time you were anxious with anything. See if you can figure out what the trigger was. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Mark, who has several issues. One is, Mark, one of the things of whether or not, and you hear that different people have different susceptibilities to alcohol, but one of the hallmarks of alcohol pathology in the body is what's called DTs, is the shakes. And it can be the shakes. It can be paresthesis of the feet, so you don't feel your feet very well, or they feel very tingly. It can be hallucinations, which is alcohol toxicity. So that's a possibility. From what you're saying, I don't know that that's what I would assume first. But even if you get them, because we're talking about nerve involvement at that moment, that stopping drinking that day won't stop the DTs. So you have to really be off the juice, and you have to be off of it for a while, and you have to let your body detox from it. It also can be a very life-threatening condition. So if that it maybe makes some sense to have somebody take a look at you in terms of just that, because that's a very different issue, and it's dangerous. So, but certainly alcohol is not going to help any of the issues you're talking about. It's not going to help your marriage. It's not going to help your job situation. It's certainly not going to help the shakes. All right, so then the question is, should you be on Xanax? And if you're telling me that only things associated with your job create anxiety, then maybe the thing to look at is finding a new job. And I certainly don't want you to leave a job till you can find another one. But part of our job is certainly making money and being able to have a roof over our heads. But part of our job should be not making our lives miserable. And if you're feeling like going to work every day makes you unhappy and gives you the shakes, it may be time to seriously think about finding some other kind of line of work.
Well, the amount of money I make compared to what I could get somewhere else is like laughable.
Yeah, but Mark, you got a crappy job. And so, and people, I mean, good for them for at least understanding that the one of the ways you compensate for a crappy job is you pay somebody a lot of money. But if you're miserable 5 days a week and Sunday night you get the shakes because you have to go back to work, maybe it's worth taking a serious pay cut.
Well, the thing is it only happens when I'm at work at certain situations. People will show up and then we've got to do a job.
I can understand in the sewer, I can understand that it's an icky environment and it's claustrophobic. Why does when people show up in your lab, why does that make you nervous? What is
this particular part isn't in the lab, it's doing one of the very dirty parts of the job that's where the sewage actually is. We'll drain it out and someone's got to go down there. And it's 20 feet down in the hole. And it's nothing but slime, and it's dangerous.
Well, I hear. So, but the issue is, I mean, look, you've got two choices at this moment. You're telling me it's dangerous and awful, and so expecting someone to be anxious seems to me a reasonable response. That's not an unreasonable response. I mean, I suppose I could say you could go in and talk to a hypnotist. I'd certainly rather you talk to a hypnotist than take Xanax, because Xanax is going to compromise your ability to function on the job sooner or later. I mean, it's a powerful drug, and you don't want to get addicted to it. So it would seem to me you got to do one of several things. I mean, if you're really committed to this job, then I'd at least go see a hypnotist and see if they can hypnotize you so you're more comfortable in the hole. If not, maybe it's time to get less money and get a job that doesn't make you, because it's not only when you're in the hole, it's contemplating the hole, it's thinking about you're telling your bosses you're not going to do it and they're going to get mad at you, and that it's only a matter of time. It's more than just that event.
No, it is definitely more, because my doctor, when I have white coat syndrome, when I go in there, my blood pressure is like way too high.
Well, I got it. You're having an anxiety attack. But Mark, you're putting yourself literally. Your job may put you in the hole, but you're putting yourself in a hole as well. You're saying they're paying me so much money that I have to do this, and you don't. So, look, you need to decide that either this is, I need to have this job and I need to make this kind of money, so I have to decrease the anxiety. And I would suggest hypnosis, because you have nothing to lose. If that doesn't work, you then have to sit with yourself and say, how much is the money worth?
Well, I have to have it.
Well, I'm not suggesting you don't have a job. The question is this the only job you can have?
Well, you know, the risk and benefits, yes, I have to have it. I have to do it.
Well, then go see a hypnotist.
Even my doctor, when I went in there and my blood pressure was too high, and I showed the doctor what my blood pressure normally was, because I take it all the time. And when I went in there, it was just skyrocketing. and she actually sent me to the emergency room.
Mark, listen, but think about what you're saying to me. You're saying, I have a problem with this job. I hate this job. It's not good for me psychologically. It's not good for me physically. But I'm making so much money, I'm going to continue to do it. I think that's a stupid choice. And I understand that there are realities of finance. But if I were you, I would do two things at this moment. I would get my resume up to date, and I would not leave this job yet. I would look for another job, and I would go see a hypnotist to see if they can lower your anxiety when you're down in the pit. But short of that, I mean, you've done, this isn't the hole they've put you in. This is the hole you've put yourself in. You're saying, I hate this job. It makes me anxious. I don't want to do it, but I'm being paid. They bought your soul, and they bought your anxiety. If that's where you want to be, then go see if a hypnotist can make you at least more comfortable. Or get your resume up to date. Look for another job. Don't leave this job till then. And just the fact that you're looking for another job may lower your anxiety. But because they're not trapping you at this moment. You're trapping you.
No, well, I mean, there's still the retirement issues. I'm vested now. I've got 15 years in there, and...
Mark, you're 45. When are you going to retire? In 15 years? You going to put up with this for another 15 years? Your choice.
I don't know if I can.
Well, but you're not even thinking about it. You're saying, I want magic. There's not magic, and Xanax is not magic, and Xanax is not the solution, because you're going to get hurt. You're going to make some mistake because you're high, and God forbid you're high and you get hurt on the job. They're going to turn down your workman's comp because they're going to say you were high. So Xanax is the wrong solution. If you are determined, go find a hypnotist, see if you can lower your anxiety. Get your job up today. Sit down with your wife and see if there's not a situation. Does your wife work outside the home?
Yes.
Okay. Sit down and figure out what your expenses are. And I know it feels frustrating. You've got 15 years in this job. But do you want to be doing this for the next 15 years? Is it really worth it? That's what you're going to have to decide. All right? But at least it's very clear. And drinking is not going to help, and you shouldn't be using Xanax in this kind of job. Because, as I said, God forbid something happens, and they test you, they won't, you know, they'll fire you, let alone not cover you for workman's comp. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.